Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into something important, the Well Person blood test.
That's right. It sounds routine, but there's a lot packed into it.
Exactly. We're using the Well Person blood test in Kidsgrove, your health check guide from Blood Test UK that's dated August 2nd, 2025, as our main source here.
A pretty comprehensive guide.
It is. And our goal really is to unpack why these checks are so fundamental, what's actually involved, and, you know, how they genuinely empower you to get a proactive handle on your health.
Kind of like seeing your personal health dashboard.
Perfectly put. It's about prevention being better than cure, right? This is your health roadmap. Okay, let's dive in.
Let's do it.
So first off, why bother with these tests if you feel, well, perfectly healthy?
That's the key question, isn't it?
Yeah, and the guide makes a strong point. It's not just about catching things super late. It's about spotting subtle shifts, maybe tiny changes in cholesterol fractions or certain liver enzymes.
Being this whisper, there might be an issue brewing long before it screams.
Exactly. Long before it turns into something serious like heart disease or diabetes. So it's less about just avoiding disaster and more about like optimizing your health.
Right. Catching those early signals means you can make small, targeted adjustments.
And that applies across the board for your own wellness or even for families. You know, keeping an eye on a child's development or helping adults manage chronic conditions better.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is the sheer insight these tests give. It's a comprehensive snapshot of your internal health profile.
More than just raw numbers.
Absolutely. It zooms in on key things, blood sugar averages, the specifics of your cholesterol, how well your organs, like the liver and kidneys, are doing.
So it's actually usable information.
Precisely. It becomes a personalized health roadmap. You can use it to make genuinely informed choices about, say, nutrition or exercise.
Yeah, the guide talks about that shift, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Moving from being reactive, like waiting for symptoms,
mm-hmm.
to being proactive, really steering your own health journey.
And that proactive stance, that foresight, it often means simpler interventions if something does come up. It could even potentially lower healthcare costs down the line because you're avoiding those complex treatments for advanced conditions.
And that idea of a roadmap really sticks with me. Okay, so for someone thinking about getting one, what's involved? What's the preparation, the actual procedure like?
Good question. Preparation is definitely key for getting accurate results.
Right. The guide mentions fasting sometimes?
Yes. Depending on the specific tests ordered, you might need to fast for typically 8 to 12 hours.
Okay, so no food or drink except water. That's the willpower test right there.
Huh, indeed. But staying hydrated with water is actually helpful for the blood draw itself. And it's really important to talk to your doctor beforehand about any medications or supplements you're taking.
Ah, because they could affect the results.
They potentially could, yeah. So full disclosure is best. The procedure itself is usually very quick.
Just a simple blood draw.
That's it. From your arm, usually takes just a few minutes. Minimal discomfort for most people.
And what I thought was really interesting in the guide was just the range of things they can check from that one sample.
It's quite broad.
Yeah, like the cholesterol panels, getting the breakdown of total LDL, HDL, triglycerides. That gives such a detailed look at heart health risks.
A very nuanced view, yes.
And then blood sugar levels. You mentioned averages. Sometimes they do that HbA1c test.
That's exactly. The HbA1c gives you that longer-term picture, your average blood sugar over the last 2 or 3 months, not just a single moment in time, which is incredibly valuable.
Way more insightful than just a one-off reading. And of course, checking liver and kidney function seems pretty fundamental.
Absolutely vital for understanding how those essential organs are performing. So once the draw is done, results usually come back in a few days.
And then the crucial part, talking them through with a professional.
Yes, that follow-up is key. Which brings up, you know, how do you actually understand these results without getting lost in the numbers?
Good point. It can seem overwhelming.
Your provider helps interpret them. They compare your results to establish normal ranges. Like for fasting blood sugar, ideally it should be under 5.6 millimol.
Okay, that's a benchmark.
Right. And the guide really emphasizes if your results are outside those ranges, or even if they're in range but you still have concerns, that's when you definitely need that professional guidance.
So it's not just about the numbers, it's about the context and your individual situation.
Exactly. It's about informed action. Maybe it means making specific tweaks to your diet based on those lipid markers, or starting a tailored exercise plan, or finding better ways to manage stress.
And scheduling regular follow-ups, right?
Mm-hmm.
Making it an ongoing conversation.
That's the idea. Turning it into a continuous dialogue about your health, not just a one-time event.
Okay. So boiling it all down, A well-person blood test isn't just like ticking a box for a checkup.
Not at all.
It's a really powerful tool. Proactive, precise. It gives you the knowledge to actually manage your own well-being. You're kind of the CEO of your own health data.
Well put. And there's a broader impact, too, which the guide touches on. When more people in a community like Kidsgrove mentioned in the source engage in these regular checks,
it builds a healthier community overall.
Yeah, it contributes to a more informed, more resilient population. It can even subtly inform how local health resources are planned and used. It fosters a collective sense of health awareness.
That's a great point. So, thinking about our listener, what does all this really mean for you? How can understanding these specific metrics empower your own health journey?
And perhaps, what's one small proactive step guided by this kind of insight that you could take next to really take charge of your well-being?